King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
Is there a sin so bad that God will not forgive it? Did Jesus talk about a sin that will never be forgiven? Can it be committed today? And is it even possible that a follower of Christ has committed this sin and is wasting their time? Let's talk about it after this song.
I will lift my eyes to the hills and their Creator, who made on heaven and earth. For He watches me, will not sleep nor never slumbers. He's ever over me. As I come and as I go, I am safe, for I know that His grace is sufficient for me. Winter warmth and light, and a shady place in summer, He's ever over me. As I come and as I go, I am safe, for I know that His grace is sufficient for me. Winter warmth and light, and a shady place in summer, He's ever over me. Winter warmth and light, and a shady place in summer, He's ever over me. He's ever over me.
Our reading begins in Mark, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that He and His disciples were not even able to eat. When His family heard about this, they went to take charge of Him, for they said, "He is out of His mind." And the teachers of the law, who came down from Jerusalem, said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons He is driving out demons." So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He has an evil spirit." Jesus has said that whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. What is the context in which He says this? Why does this come up? Well, first of all, The main thing we need to understand is the people around him, the teachers of the law specifically, had said that Jesus had an evil spirit. In other words, the praise for this wonderful work that Jesus was doing of casting out demons, they were giving to Satan. They were praising Satan for what Jesus had done. If there was ever a demonstration of a hardness of heart, of a person going in the wrong direction, this is certainly it. So how would we define what we might call the unforgiven sin? Well, it is defined in this context as viewing the miracles of Jesus, hearing his teaching, witnessing the work of the Holy Spirit, casting out demons, and giving credit to Satan for it all. Beloved, this was not just an honest mistake. This is not just someone speaking out in anger. These men knew that God is the healer. They taught that. They believed that a man must be forgiven before he was healed. And yet they were so set against having their way of doing things disturbed by Jesus, they were really saying, good is evil, light is darkness. The Holy Spirit is an evil spirit. The commentator William Barclay writes to this issue. He says this, if a man for long enough shuts his eyes and ears to God's way and takes his own way, if he for long enough refuses to listen to the guidance God is offering him, if he for long enough turns his back upon the messages which God is sending him, if he for long enough prefers his own human ideas to the ideas which God seeks to put into his mind, then in the end, he comes to a stage when he cannot recognize God's truth, beauty and goodness when he sees them. He comes to a stage when his own evil seems to him good, and when God's good seems to him evil. Barclay continues, why is this sin unforgivable? Simply because a man in this frame of mind just cannot repent. If a man cannot recognize the good when he sees it, he cannot desire the good. If a man does not recognize the evil as being evil, he cannot be sorry for it, hate it, and wish to depart from it. What is involved here is not the native ability or inability to discern evil, but the gradually developed unwillingness to be able to see truth as truth, good as good, and evil as evil. You see, this was not just a one-time event. This is not just a case of mistaken identity. These men had a hardness of heart that was stunning. In fact, I believe if you look at this particular sentence and what he says, that he says this, they are guilty of an eternal sin. Looking at the word eternal in the original, it can mean also perpetual. I believe Jesus is saying they're guilty of perpetually sinning. In other words, they have charted a course for themselves and they will never turn away from it. The reason this sin is not forgiven is not because there's not a large desire on God's part to forgive, but because people like this will never repent. Now understand, some people I have met have been worried. They've said, I wonder, you know, because of things I've said or things I've thought, if I've committed this sin. I suspect it is a worry that is unfounded, because a person who has committed this sin would never turn around. That's what God is saying, what Jesus is saying in this text. This person will not turn around. Now, some believe this sin simply cannot be committed today because Jesus is not with us in the flesh. I'm not convinced that is true, but I am convinced that if you're worried about whether or not you've committed this sin, you haven't. One more passage that speaks to this issue is Hebrews, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 26. Here we read, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. And again the Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Here the writer tells us, if we decide to turn to our own way rejecting the sacrifice of Christ, we will find salvation in no other place. No sacrifice for sins is left, only judgment. Because God has offered us His Holy Spirit. And if we turn our back on that, if we laugh at it, if we belittle it, if we treat it as if it is of Satan himself, there is no hope for us. Yes, man's heart can become so hardened that he will not return. This is why it is so important for us to keep our hearts soft, to keep short accounts with God, in other words, to seek forgiveness quickly when we sin, not to try to disguise our sin, not to try to excuse our sin, but whenever we feel that first twinge of conscience, to turn while we still have the opportunity. God wants us to be saved, but He will not force us to be saved against our will. And if we reject His Son, if we reject His Holy Spirit, we are demanding that God leave us alone. And that is a sober judgment we are speaking against ourselves. Oh, beloved, the reason this program, Moments of Inspiration, exists is to inspire you to turn to the living God, to seek His mercy, His forgiveness, His grace. He wants to offer that to you today. Don't reject His message. Turn to it while your heart still hears, while your ears still listen to the message of love that He is offering you. If you continually reject it, you can turn yourself toward a path from which there is no returning. Beloved, listen, think, and respond to God today.
The Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in Thee, who trusts in Thee. The Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly, from them that walk uprightly. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. On our website, you will find previous programs, sermons, articles, and a link to our Facebook page. We also offer a free Modern English translation of the Bible. Just send us the request. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the